Hi, this is Nyla Nelson coming back at you with another Heyoka Warrior podcast experience. Before I get started on my segment of the day, I would love to tell you about my sponsor, Anchor App. It's an awesome app for anyone who is thinking about having a future in podcasting. Everything you need is within this one podcast app. There's no hassles on downloading any extra programs or any RSS feeds. You can add your own music of choice through the app's approval or choose from the many selections that they have within the podcast app. There's simple directions on how to set up your podcast and where it can be shared. And your bonus, your actual bonus, is that you can get paid from different sponsors per segment. And the app coordinators find different sponsors to help expand your fan base of listeners and will send you frequent notifications on where it has been shared. You can share your podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Spotify, iTunes, Apple iTunes, plus so much more. If you ever think about having a career or a future lifestyle in podcasting, Anchor App is the best way to go. And my segment today is called Walking Broadly into Your Truth Unapologetically. It is just like a long time. If you have been that person that is like a people pleaser, or you tiptoed around different things because you didn't want to rub people the wrong way, or you were, you know, scared to be a voice out, you know, to speak your truth, or felt like people would go against you if they didn't see things differently. You know, a lot of times you had to go through so many different things to where you see it was more draining you than actually pushing you up to do further when you allowed yourself to be, you know, everybody else's yes man. You know, always going through, you know, everybody else's direction. Wherever they went, you went with them. You know, you didn't follow a beat of your own drum, but you were, you know, going behind different people. And a lot of times you have to go through these situations to where you stumble. You have setbacks after setback. You have to go through different things. Or you probably had to see other people that gone through those things and see where, you know, it didn't make them, you know, have a really good life in that kind of way when you allowed yourself to always, you know, go by different things, no matter if you agreed with it or not. You know, there's some people that can actually live like that, but I know it's just for my situation. I don't recommend that for anybody. You know, I had to be my own worst critic. And a lot of times, you know, it's just our mind and the way we can do it. It can be our own best friend. It can allow us to, you know, go full blown, you know, charge and just say, you know what, I want to be a better person in every way, shape, form, or fashion. But it's up to me to be able to change the different things if I want more in my life. You know, if I want different things, to be able to allow myself to make better choices in myself. You know, a lot of times people are not going to agree with what I'm doing. A lot of times people are not going to understand what am I doing. And either or, it's okay. You know, sometimes we don't even know. But if it's something that's luring us to like, hey, you know, you have to be able to change your mindset. Being who you are within your truth unapologetically. You know, you should never be apologetic for being true to yourself, or being able to speak your truth, or moving forward with that. There are some people that are okay with living a lie because they're seeking validation on the external view of life, instead of allowing themselves to say how I feel about myself, how I try to project things the best way I know how. That is what really matters, because there's a lot of people that don't like themselves. There's a lot of people that are not going to like you, or not going to get you, or even understand you, and that's okay. But there's going to be a lot of people that you're going to meet throughout that transition that is going to really understand where you're going, and then they're going to be happy because there's finally, they see more people that really, they truly connect with, that understands what they're venturing on, understands how they deal with different things, or how they try to change things within their life to create better. Or there's different people you're going to connect with that, you know, see you as an inspiration and want to see so much more for yourself. Even if they, you know, it's a blessing when you can connect with somebody, they can see that fire in you, and you're not allowing yourself to show off your, you know, move forward in your full potential, but just playing safe, playing small. Like, hey, you know, you can do so much better in your life. You know, I see that fire in you. I see that light in you. You can apply so much more to your life if you allow yourself to allow yourself to stop, you know, take off the safety net, jump. You know, they always tell you, you know, be a risk taker, you know, allow yourself to take that leap of faith. And you're allowing yourself to venture towards different things that may scare you, or as different things to step in out of your comfort zone. When you allow yourself to be so used to certain things, You know, you have to be able to allow yourself, if I make a quick change in a different direction, how much more would I be able to apply towards myself to make myself a much better person that I wasn't able to do before, because I allowed myself to play small, allowed myself to play, you know, safe, not giving me my own self that initial push and say, you know what, let me see how much further I can go within myself. You know, I really want better things in my life, and I'm just wondering why I'm not being fulfilled in that. Because it's like, a lot of times it's like your vibration is saying, you know, you have so much more you can be able to give yourself. You never know how many people, whether or not they acknowledge it or give you that credit, they're seeing you as a person that, like, you know, I want to have that drive like them. I want to have that fire grow in me, you know, as myself. And I always tell people, you know, it took me a long time going through, you know, my initial change, you know, and I'm still going through it today. You know, there's so many people, there's a lot of people out there, everybody, you know, that has that in them. But sometimes people don't want to do that hardcore work into, you know, facing things, healing things, parting way with things, you know, being disciplined, be very strict on themselves on what to do and what not to do, you know, to create better for their lives, better for the lives. You know, a lot of people are okay with manipulating or maneuvering things, or, you know, being able to manipulate whatever, you know, just to bring it. And there's a lot of people that take that hard road and face themselves, you know, face diversity and adversity, you know, whatever their, you know, Achilles is, and try to make that as aligned as, like, you know, align with their strength, or make it a lot better than the strength they have, so they can align the strength they already have to coordinate towards adding better to that. And so universe is always telling you, be unapologetically you. You know, when you're allowing yourself to be true, and you know you are able to hit a certain top tier that day, if you can amp up like two more or even three, you know, and you're giving yourself, you're that trendsetter, that goal setter, saying, you know what, I added by one today. I want to be able to see by the end of the week, can I place four or five? And when you're allowing yourself to step out that comfort zone and being able to do a lot more, and, you know, investing in certain things that really terrifies the mess out of you, they always tell you, you know, choose something that you know you're terrified of doing, because that really lets you know what kind of strength that you're actually dealing with. You know, and a lot of times we can scare our own selves when we figure out the things that we have going on in ourselves. We allow ourselves to take that leap of faith and being able to do it, because universe is already leading you to do that, because they see what we have in our lives. They, you know, they know what we have, but they want us to be able to see the same things that they see. Because a lot of times, you know, we're going through things, you know, this is that time right now where we're breaking cycles, you know, breaking generational curses. And a lot of times for the people that have been chosen for these things, if you've been that anointed one, you've been that chosen one, there's nothing going to come easy for you because of the things that you have already been anointed to do. And for that, it's like everything you're going on all, like, going in full fledged, you know, fast and the furious. It keeps on adding towards, you know, just like the movie, you just keep adding towards that. And, you know, you allow yourself to really see how much are you hungry, you know, to be better in your life. It's not like, you know, being competition with somebody else or anything like that. You have to stay focused on your goal. You know, you have your own journey, you have your own path. You know, if anybody is, you know, that you care about, or, you know, that y'all are seeing each other, and you're molding and you're growing and you're inspiring, you know, all that, you know, it may be a time that y'all are going to connect on that journey, and maybe, you know, coming together and, you know, do something later on. But when you're allowing yourself to go all in, you know, don't play it safe, don't play it small, you know, allow yourself to, you know, when you allow yourself to go through that initial change every day, you know, but just in being able to see the strength that you have, or the strength that you have to acknowledge within yourself or open up to, you'll be so much, like, just mind blown on just how much you really have that in you. So anytime you're going through things, you know, if you know, if it's something that's going to embark your life or bless your life in so many different ways, it's never going to come easy for you. So, you know, you have to keep going, no matter if it looks like it's slowing down, or just every stop you say, you know, you take, that you're being led to, and they say, you know what, hey, go knock on this door. you know, this is going to be a blessing for you. You're going to bless for you. And then when you're allowing yourself to go to that door and you knock on it, people are telling you no, or people don't even, you know, answer the door. And you're going to do that so many times. That can be so discouraging. So discouraging. I've been going through that for a long time. And a lot of times you get angry and it's just like universe, God, or whoever you believe in. Say, you know, you kept telling me that this was supposed to be a blessing when I knocked on that door. This is going to be an investment for me that I'm going to see in a lifetime. And then it's like, yeah, it is. You know, and it's like, how is that happening when there's no door that's being opened for me, or people are telling me no, or, you know, I'm being ignored, or that, you know, they just say I don't have what it takes. Because when you're allowing yourself, when you tell the universe, you tell God or whoever you choose to, you know, look up to help you create better, and you tell them you're willing to do any and everything just to be able to get there. They want to see how much that drive you actually have. What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to part ways from? What are you willing to change or let go of just to make the best in life? You know, especially if you have children and, you know, different people that you're, you know, you're trying to take care of. You're that beacon to where they're looking at. It's like, you know what? They really inspired me because I've seen them go through so much to bring out so much better. And a lot of times when you have those doors that's not opening for you, universe and God and whoever that you look up to at that, you know, spiritual choice enforcement for you, they're going to get to that point where when you went nonstop, there's going to be days you want to take breaks. There may be days you're going to want to give up, you know, but you just allow yourself to take that time and reevaluate yourself. Because it's like, if this is going to be a blessing of a lifetime, it's not going to just be handed to you. They want you to earn it, because when they give it to you, it's going to be more than what you expected. So when doors don't come open for you and they say you don't qualify, you're going to get to that last one and you're going to be able to buy all those doors that have all those buildings for the ones that told you you never had what it took, because you were actually overqualified. You're way more than enough. Anybody that tells you you're not enough for things is because you're overachieving for that you actually are more than enough. So, you know, whatever you're going for right now, whatever you keep working on, don't you ever give up on yourself. That's what your enemies and your haters are going to want to do. That's where the devil wants you to do. But these situations is creating strength and fire in you that was always there, that you just had to come into contact with and acknowledge and to know that you have what it takes. So if you are ever on YouTube, I also do a lot of videos, you know, about spiritual beings and different people with different spiritual attributes in their life that may be struggling, or different things that may be changing swiftly into their lives. You know, I connect with a lot of people, and our tribe and our family is really growing a lot. So I leave all my contact information in the description box below. You know, I would love for you to stop by and hopefully you'll find something that, you know, you can really relate to. So whatever you're going through right now that's leaving your mind occupied, this makes you keep up at night and keeps your heart heavy, knowing everything is temporary, stay consistent, stay diligent, and never give up on yourself, because you never know how close you are to your blessing. God bless. Namaste.